First Thirsty Thursday of 2024. I hope you're thirsty for some Ballers baseball as the Kannapolis Cannonballers get game three of the six-game set underway today against the Augusta Green Jackets, single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Ballers looking for their third win in a row. Augusta trying to avoid going to four games in a row with a loss as they dropped the series finale last weekend, and then they've lost their first two here in Kannapolis. We'll see what happens tonight here in Atrium Health Ballpark. Hi, good friends. Dan Helody here, giving you all the action tonight on Valley Live, MILB.TV, free audio streams, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. Ballers have been pretty hot as of late. Two wins in a row against this Augusta team. They've won three of their last four, only falling on a Sunday was their most recent loss. The Kannapolis has found backing on the mound. It's been their starting pitching. Four of their last five starting pitchers. Again, we've only played five games. Four of the starting five pitchers have thrown at least five shutout innings. It's been fantastic to see these starting arms come out guns a-blazing, no pun intended, and see how the Ballers have gotten off to a good start on the mound. Augusta has been struggling. They are first place in the entire league, in the Carolina League, in errors. They have had 11 errors in two games here in Kannapolis. They're looking to change those tides here in this third of six this week. Aldrin Batista gets the start on the mound for the Ballers. He's set, and we're about set for baseball, so grab a drink, grab a snack, and let's enjoy a baseball game together. First pitch delivered at 6:33 is hacked and missed for strike one. 0-1 to the leadoff batter, Isaiah Drake. Aldrin Batista making his first start of the season. 0-1 on the way. He is just a bit low, but called a strike by our home plate umpire, Dominic Romero. It's 0-2. First three due up in the order, Isaiah Drake, Jace Grady, Luis Sanchez, all against the righty Aldrin Batista, the former farmhand of the Los Angeles Dodgers. 0-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Three pitches in, oh, just like that, one strikeout in the book for Aldrin Batista. One down now, nobody on base. Jace Grady, right fielder, will bat. Aldrin Batista's had a pretty solid few starts here in Kannapolis. He made five starts at the end of last season. He's already here back as a member of the Cannonballers in the White Sox organization. First pitch to Grady, hacked and a miss, 0-1. On the right fielder, Jace Grady. Behind him in the order, Luis Sanchez, third baseman, bats third. In the cleanup spot is Will Verdung, the first baseman. Batting fifth is the center fielder, Robert Gonzalez. 0-1, big swing and a miss, 0-2. Aldrin Batista, five pitches, five strikes for the righty. Lakeare Figueroa, shortstop, bats sixth. Cam McGee, second baseman, bats seventh. Batting eighth is the left fielder, Pierre-Olivier Boucher. And batting ninth is Jacob Godman, the catcher, 0-2. This one's a bit upstairs and away. Old broadcaster's curse had to happen at some point. It's a 1-2 count on Jace Grady. Ballers in their home whites today on this Thirsty Thursday matchup. Batista will wide, 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Another punch out for Aldrin Batista. Two batters face two punch outs, and that'll turn things to Luis Sanchez, third baseman. So Batista quickly with two punch-outs. He's faced two batters, thrown seven pitches, and it's been a clean work from the righty so far tonight. First pitch to the third baseman, Sanchez, is inside. Count is 1-0. Defensively for Kannapolis tonight, left to right in the outfield, Nishida, Asihan, and Connor. In the infield, Mora, Arxi Hernandez, Wilbur Sanchez, Mikey Kane, as this 1-0 is tapped towards third. Coming in is Mora, fields and throws across his body in time for the out at first. A nice play at third by Javier Mora, and it's a 1-2-3 frame. Ballers just like that will turn things to the offensive side. It'll be Nishida, Asihan, and Connor. Same three as it has been all a season long. We'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the first here in Kannapolis. Ballers in green jackets getting their third game of the week started here as the two sides battling in a South Division action matchup. The Rondi on the mound for the Augusta Green Jackets tonight is the youngin, Didier Fuentes, 18 years of age from Tolu, Colombia. Is Didier Fuentes. He made a start here last season as a 17-year-old, but he's back on the roster for the Green Jackets and will get the start today against these Kannapolis Cannonballers. It'll be Riku Nishida to bat, followed by Albert Sinisian and Caden Connor. Same three that have started in the 1-2-3 spots in the lineup all season. First pitch to Riku Nishida is in there for a called strike. It is 0-1. Again, Nishida, Asihan, and Caden Connor as Batista mowed through the order in the top of the first, and Fuentes looking for a similar outing. This one's a bit inside to Riku. Count evens 1-1. Clouds rolling through here in Kannapolis. A windy night for sure. It's supposed to be pretty windy tonight and tomorrow as these two sides battle again. Nishida will show bunt on the 1-1, pull it back as it's inside a 2-1 count. Nishida, Asihan, and Connor are the first three. They play left, center, and right. In the lineup today for Patrick Leland, some of soon-to-be Hall of Famer Jim Leland is the manager for the Cannonballers. 2-1 count on Nishida. Fuentes' pitch is a bit upstairs to the 5-6 left fielder. It is 3-1. Nishida leading the way on offense for Kannapolis this season so far. Batting .381 with 8 hits. And he's on a nice little hit and on base streak. 3-1 is a fastball in there for a called strike. Full count. Nishida, an 11th round pick out of Oregon, has been a pretty solid add to this roster in his time here. 3-2, this one's tabbed just foul, and we'll have another full count offering on Nishida. Didier Fuentes making his first appearance of the season. He made the Green Jackets roster last year at 17. Definitely struggled a little bit, though. 0-4, a 7.27 ERA in 10 games and 7 starts for the righty. Full count, nobody out. Fuentes working from the line. 3-2. This one is looped foul down the third baseline. We'll have another full count on Riku Nishida. Asihan and Connor to follow as the Ballers will try to get some offense going in this first inning. Ballers, a team that kind of stumbling to get some offense going. They're 11th in the Carolina League, batting just .185 on the season so far. Again, season is still young. You want to get off to a good start. As Augusta not far behind. Augusta in last place, batting just .176 through their first few games. This is the sixth game for both sides. 3-2. This one's grounded sharply to short, played by Figueroa, and across he goes to first for the out. Nishida grounds out, 6-3 in the scorebook. Albertson Asihan is the batter. Asihan, center fielder, bats second. Batting third, Caden Connor in the right field spot. Arxi Hernandez is your cleanup batter. He bats cleanup in the fourth spot. Rony Hernandez, DH, bats fifth. Batting sixth, Luis Pineda is your catcher. Batting seventh is Mikey Kane, first baseman. His first pitch to Asihan is low but called a strike. It is 0-1. Mikey Kane, first baseman, seventh. Javier Mora, third baseman, eighth. And Wilbur Sanchez, second baseman, batting ninth. 0-1 a bit outside. 1-1 onto Asihan. Asihan, the center fielder. It's an 8-4 Pat Leland. Trying to get some more offense going. He's been on a bit of a tear as of late. 1-1. This one's lifted into center. That'll drop into greener pastures for a base knock. It's a one-out single for Essien. That'll send things to Caden Connor, one-on-one out. Essien had a walk yesterday but didn't get a hit. Caden Connor, same story. A ground out, a walk, strikeout, and a flyout. Yesterday's game for Kannapolis, all the offense really kind of came from two guys, Matt Hogan and Aroni Hernandez. As one out here in this bottom of the first. First pitch to Caden Connor. This one's through, and that'll scurry back to the backstop. A wild pitch from Didier Fuentes. Essien will take the second base bag. 1-0 count, one out, and a runner on second. Caden Connor in right field. As Ballers looking to get some early offense rolling. Essien at second. It's Arxie Hernandez, shortstop on deck. Fuentes in his season debut. Check on the runner at second. Essien dives back in safely. Fuentes signed to the Braves on January 15th of 2022 at the age of 16. Out of Tolu, Northern Colombia, for $75,000. Spent all of 2022 in the Dominican Summer League and ended up in Augusta for all of last season. 1-0 a bit up and away, 2-0 to right fielder Caden Connor. Connor's batting average not too hot at 111, but he does lead the team in RBI with 5, and a lot of that comes from that Saturday victory down in Charleston. Had 4 RBI in one game. 2-0, wave and a miss, 2-1, 93 miles an hour on the fastball. Fuentes pitched 26 innings with Augusta last year, 27 strikeouts, but he gave up 6 home runs in 7 starts. Opponents batted .330 against Didier Fuentes. 2-1. This one's lifted foul over my head and back into the seating bowl, heads up. Lucky fan in the front row makes the grab, and they've got a souvenir to take home. Wind is howling tonight. Foul pole to foul pole, right to left. Not quite out to left field, but it is enough where it can change a fly ball trajectory tonight, I'd imagine. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Fuentes gets in with a fastball, and Caden Connor is the second out. First punch out of the night for Didier Fuentes. So two out, runners still on, and Arxie Hernandez will bat. Arxie Hernandez, shortstop. Multi-hit game yesterday. A single and a triple. That triple came in the second. Ended up scoring in yesterday's victory for the Ballers. First pitch to Arxie is tapped back to the mound. Fuentes will field and underhanded over to first. And just like that, it's the third out of the bottom of the first inning. So the Ballers get a one-out single from Essien, but that is it. And as Connor strikes out and Hernandez with a weak tapper back to the mound. We'll take a break and be right back. A guest joining us here on the broadcast for the top of the second. You're watching and listening to Ballers Baseball on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, fans, be sure you join the Kannapolis Cannonballers all season long at Atrium Health Ballpark for all of our amazing weekly promotions, from $2 Tuesdays to kick off the homestand, Thirsty Thursdays, and fireworks on every Friday and Saturday night. There's always something fun for all ages at a Cannonballers game. Visit kcballers.com or call 704-932-3267 for your tickets. As Batista's first pitch in there for a called strike one, as we have a special guest joining us on the broadcast tonight, Miss Yvonne Ellerby. Miss Yvonne, how are you doing tonight?
I am good. How are you?
Doing very well. Pleasure to have you join us tonight as we are honoring National Living Donor Day here on this Thursday evening at Atrium Health Ballpark. First, let's talk about it. What is National Living Donor Day, and what is the what's the purpose of the day?
National Living Donor Day is a day of celebration for deceased donors as well as living donors. So today we celebrate those people who give a selfless gift of themselves, whether they're deceased or living.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So it's a very important cause, of course, celebrating people who have donated organs or tissue or have come out, and we're celebrating them here today at the ballpark. We've had such an amazing moment pregame with the winning moment, with the celebration of these people and of donor and recipient. Seeing that connection is so fantastic, and we're honored to have you. So what is the importance of a living donor transplant? What's the importance of getting those transplants and getting that worked in the community?
The importance of living donor transplants is that, to me, it's the improvement of somebody else's life without another person dying. So we love living donors. We love when people want to give that gift to someone they know or they don't know. So it improves the quality of somebody else's life, as well as just not making them wait on the list so long.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. So that is so cool. It's awesome to have it. It's very rare when I'm a broadcaster and I'm a loss for words, but it's just sitting here and hearing you explain everything. It's very awesome to just sit here and process it all. It's really cool. So let's kind of think about this. So maybe people are out there, maybe they're not too sure. Maybe they're hesitant to be willing to go donate. Why should people go out and donate?
Because the amount of people that are waiting for a life-saving transplant, mm-hmm. Is insurmountable. There are over 100,000 people on the waiting list. Mm. 93,000 are on the kidney waiting list. Mm. But you can share your spare. Most people do not know that you can donate a kidney and still live a very productive, high-quality life. So that is our motto, share your spare. Living donors, we take very good care of the living donors, and we do not do anything that will be harmful to them.
Well, that's awesome. So thank you very much. And we are through already this top of the second. My goodness, Aldrin Batista working quickly out there as we're already through that top of the second. We'll just stay on. We're going to keep talking, and we'll keep you here through the bottom of the second as long as you have the time, and we're not intruding on you, of course, as already Batista gets through the order in the top of the second. A quick strikeout, a ground out, and then another strikeout. So Batista, 4 punch outs now through 2 innings of work. Good stuff from the righty. Miss Yvonne, so you talked about why people should make the decision to donate. That's incredible. My grandfather actually is received a heart transplant and went through that process and everything. And so I've seen firsthand kind of how that's impacted families. And it's been fantastic. It's been really cool to see that and to hear all these amazing patient stories. Any specific patient stories and achievements maybe that you can think of off the top of your head and say, man, that's a really cool story. That's really awesome. I know we've had one tonight as well here at the ballpark.
Yes. Well, any story is amazing. It's awesome to me. But I think the one that's the most dear to my heart, we actually did we have a program called the Kidney Donor Exchange, where if I can't donate to a recipient, I can donate to that recipient, on their behalf. So we had a sister, 2 sisters, but the sister was not compatible to the sister. We had a non-directed donor, a lady that just called and said, I want to donate a kidney. So she came, went through the evaluation. So she donated her kidney to one sister. The other sister donated her kidney back to the list. So out of one person stepping forward, there was 2 recipients.
That's incredible. I mean, that's incredible. It's legitimately, like, it's life-saving. These people are, again, waiting for donations and waiting for the help that they need, and it's awesome to hear these stories of people offering and coming forward and just saying, hey, I'm willing, I'm able to help, and it's just, it's so awesome. So what are maybe some take home, some thoughts, some actions, some resources maybe even that we at home and we who maybe are looking for a way to get involved, how can we get involved in the community?
The first step would be to call me at Atrium Health. My number, you can go on Atrium Health Transplants, and you can get the information for heart, living donor, of course. And we do liver as well as kidney. So a plethora of information there. But if you want to be a kidney donor, living kidney donor, the first step would be to call me. I am your first contact. My phone number is 704-355-3602. I'm always there to answer questions. The second step is to fill out a donor information packet. I can get that to you one or two ways. I can email it to you, or I can mail it to you. Or there's a QR code that we have that we are getting out to the community. And just call, ask the questions. We'll give you the right answers. And if we can't get them, have those right answers at the time, we'll get them for you.
That's incredible. Thank you very much for stepping in and popping up here on the broadcast. It's awesome to have you. We don't get too many guests up here, as it's kind of a lonely spot to be in. I'm just sitting here all alone talking to myself usually, and it's awesome to have people pop in. As Luis Pineda at the plate, an 0-1 count. One out, bottom two, still a scoreless ball game, as this one's chopped to second, played by the shortstop Figueroa. Across he goes for the out, so two outs now, and the batter will be Mikey Kane, as we have Miss Yvonne Ellerby from Atrium Health joining us here for National Living Donor Day. Kind of talk us through, so we didn't have the broadcast going. We didn't have the audio on the broadcast pregame, as we were still going through our progressions and everything. But we had a great moment here pregame. For fans who maybe didn't catch it, what was going on pregame today with the first pitch?
With the first pitch, we had a living donor throwing the first pitch to a recipient, to the person that she gave her, donated her kidney to. And this pair was very special to me, because he did a very big campaign to find Kidney for Santa was his campaign. And, you know, I love to get those phone calls. I love when people step forward. That is my joy at work, just to see people step forward to want to do this. So Heather stepped forward, and she went through the evaluation, was able to donate, and the amazing part of their story is they are continuing their journey. Mm. They did a walk with the National Kidney Foundation and raised money to get awareness out that way. So, and they're here tonight to spread the word and to bring awareness to living donor.
It's awesome to hear the story and to hear how people, again, getting involved. All it takes is just a simple step. Ms. Yvonne talked about it just a couple minutes ago, of just get involved. I mean, reach out, fill out a packet, whatever you need to do, help these people out. Again, you talked about how many people are waiting and how many people are going through it. It's fascinating, and it's a cause that's near and dear to me personally, again, with my family and my grandfather going through a heart transplant, as the impact is certainly unmatched. As this one's grounded back up towards the mound, Fuentes Fields, and that is the third out of the bottom of the second inning. We're through two, and you popped up here, and it's been like the quickest inning ever.
We're gonna
have to take a break. We got our pay our bills and to get some sponsors going. But Miss Yvonne Ellerby from Atrium Health, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We'll go to a break. We'll be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, you want to guarantee the best seats, the best games at the best value, and access to VIP events throughout the season? Secure your Kannapolis Cannonballers 10-game mini plan for only $120. Visit kcballers.com or call 704-932-3267 to get your mini plans today. It is the top of the third. We are honored and privileged to have had Ms. Yvonne Ellerby join us from Atrium Health to honor to help us learn a little bit about National Living Donor Day. It's a celebration we're having today at the ballpark as the 0-1 from Batista fouled off. It is 0-2. So the second inning, then Ms. Yvonne here talking about the importance again of getting involved and the Living Donor initiative and all the amazing stories that have come with it. There's a baseball game going on here too. Of course, bigger than baseball, but we'll enjoy a baseball game. As the 0-2 have been inside to Cam McGee. It is a 1-2 count in this top of the third. Scoreless in Kannapolis. One hit on the board. It was a single in the first from a C. And Aldrin Batista, four punch outs through two innings as he gets a fifth one there. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Five punch outs for Aldrin Batista. He struck out five of the seven batters he's faced tonight. And now two up is Pierre-Olivier Boucher. Aldrin Batista, my goodness. Five strikeouts in seven batters faced. The righty from Azua, Dominican Republic, has looked masterful. First pitch, Pierre-Olivier Boucher. Check swing, did it go? No. It is a 1-0 count. Pierre-Olivier Boucher, 6 foot, 285-pound, 24-year-old. In his first appearance of the week, 1-0. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Hails from Levis, Quebec. Southern Illinois University is his alma mater. A 10th round pick in 2023 by the Atlanta Braves is Pierre-Olivier Boucher. Batista will wind and 1-1. Broken bat, grounded a second. Sanchez will field, set his feet, throw to first in time for the out. 4-3 ground out. Eight batters up for Aldrin Batista, and five rung up and a couple of grounders. Other than that, it's been a very smooth night as Aldrin Batista mowing through this Green Jackets order. Jacob Godman, the catcher, will bat now for the Green Jackets. As Batista's first pitch to Godman is a bit low and outside. Count is now 1-0. Count from the wind. Batista will work. Here's the pitch. Lifted foul for a souvenir. Count is now 1-1. Of course, a windy night, an overcast night. It is in the upper 60s, low 70s. As the 1-1 just a bit inside of the slider. Count is 2-1 to Jacob Godman. Overcast, and your first pitch temperature was 71 degrees here in Kannapolis. First pitch was at 6:33. 2-1 from Batista. Just a bit low. Godman looks all the way. Count is 3-1. Dark clouds rolling in here at the ballpark. It's a 3-1 count, two outs in this top of the third. Batista on the bump will work from the windup. 3-1. Low for ball four, and the first base runner of the night for the Green Jackets has had. It's a two-out walk to Jacob Godman, and Batista is going to have to deal now from the stretch. And as top of the order, Isaiah Drake will stand in. And the winds are howling here in Kannapolis. Getting winds in the 15-mile-an-hour range with gusts up to 30. Weatherman Dan up here as first pitch hacked and a miss. A 0-1 count on Isaiah Drake. Never could have been a weatherman on TV or anything like that. Couldn't have been on TV as this pickoff attempt from Batista hits Godman and gets loose. He'll break for second, and I don't know how you're going to score that. It'll be an error on Batista that allows Godman to get to second. A weird play as the throw hits the runner in the side, and he takes off. So it's two outs. Runner now on second for the Green Jackets. Oh-1 count. Godman at second, a good lead. Batista will wind and fire. Popped up over my head. Count is 0-2. If you've never been to Atrium Health Ballpark, the press box is a little off-center. It's a little shaded towards that third base line. I'm working at about a, not quite a 45-degree angle, but almost. 0-2. Just a bit outside, 1-2 on Isaiah Drake. Probably working closer if the first baseline and the third baseline is your 90-degree angle. Probably going the other way. I'm not too great at geometry as that one's inside. That one didn't miss by much. Batista thought it was strike three, and everyone else did too. Instead, evens 2-2. And oh, my goodness, what did I just smell? I just got a whiff of the cheesesteak card, I think it is. Oh, now I'm hungry. 2-2. Oh, just a bit outside. Batista trying to find the outside of the zone, and he can't find it. Dominic Romero getting stingy with the strike calls. It's now a full count. Dominic Romero, home plate umpire. Perry Swartz is in the field today as assigned by the Carolina League. 3-2. Wave and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. There's the strikeout Batista wanted. Six now through three innings. That's not too bad at all. We'll take a break and be right back. Bottom of the third we go. It will be Mora, Sanchez, and Nishina due up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Didier Fuentes back on the bump for the Augusta Green Jackets. Javier Mora, Wilbur Sanchez, Riku Nishida due up. Ballers and Green Jackets still scoreless. Just one hit on the board, and it's for the Ballers. Albertson Asian with a single in the first inning as Mora will bat, still searching for his first hit of the season. And Mora, Sanchez, and Nishida. First pitch from Fuentes is in there for a called strike. Count is 0-1 on Javier Mora. Get you a look at the out-of-town scores today in the Carolina League as well, as this one is a bit outside, a 1-1 count on Javier Mora. Sanchez and Nishida to follow against Didier Fuentes. Fuentes' pitch tapped And foul ground. It hit off of the home plate. Hit off the surface of home plate. And it's 1-2. Busy night in the Carolina League as always. Two postponements tonight. Down East and Carolina can't get their game going. And then Fredericksburg and Lynchburg have already had their game postponed. Mora will lift this one in the infield towards the shortstop area. Figueroa makes the grab for the out. P6, one down. Due up Wilbur Sanchez. And down East and Carolina, the battle of 4-1 teams. Now it is postponed. Fredericksburg starting the season at 5-0. They're the final team in the Carolina League to be unbeaten. Lynchburg at 0-5, still searching for their first win. Two teams in that North Division are 0-5. This one's a bit outside. A 1-0 count to Wilbur Sanchez. Lynchburg and Delmarva both at 0-5. 1-0. Up and in. Now 2-0. On La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez. We're in the bottom of the third here in Kannapolis. Bottom of the first in Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers hosting the Charleston Riverdogs. Riverdogs already up to a 1-0 lead as this one's inside of Sanchez. 3-0. Top of the first in Delmarva, the Shorebirds hosting the Salem Red Sox. Scoreless in that one. And they just got started in Columbia. The Fireflies hosting the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. And Sanchez is 3-0 from Fuentes. Is in there for a called strike. 3-1. 3-1 count on Sanchez. Pitch delivered. Fouled off straight back. And it's a full count coming now. His winds are blustery tonight, and the clouds are pretty dark that are rolling in. 3-2 pitch from Fuentes. Oh, for ball four, and Ishida will bat now with Sanchez at first base with a walk. So a one-out free pass issued. Fuentes with his first walk of the night, and Ishida will step to the dish for his second at-bat of the evening. Nishida will bat 0-1. A ground out to the shortstop in his first at-bat. Fuentes sets first pitch. Inside corner, called strike 0-1. If you look at the stats in the Carolina League of fielding, Diego Benitez, who's on the bench tonight for Augusta, leads the league with 6 errors. And he's committed all 6 of those errors this week. As check on the runner at first, not in time. Sanchez has a lot of speed over at first. He's 1-for-1. And stolen base attempts just this season. Benitez with 6 errors. Committed 4 of them on Tuesday. And 2 of them yesterday. The 0-1 popped into foul ground. That'll end up near the Green Jackets dugout. And land in the warning track. So an 0-2 count. Albert Sinisian, the center fielder, awaiting on deck. Fuentes just 2 punch-outs on his night. I say just 2 punch-outs. He's through 2 1/3. I say that like it's a bad stat line. It's not. 0-2. Runner going. This one screamed foul. Nishida got all of that one. He was just a touch late. And it's a 0-2 count still on Riku. Ballers as a team, 11th in the Carolina League, batting 185. Augusta last place, batting a .176. Not been too pretty. 0-2. Fouled off over my head. That was close. Sheeta almost put a foul ball in the press box up here. That would have been a pretty fun one. 0-2 count, one out. Bottom of the third, ballers. And Green Jackets still scoreless in this third game of 6. 0-2, Sanchez creeping at the first base bag. Here's the pitch. This one's fouled off as well. And Nishida will have another 0-2 count. sixth pitch of the at-bat coming. Two count with one out in this bottom of the third. Fuentes is offering. This one is lifted foul off the protective netting into the seats. And it's another 0-2. Fuentes 0-2. Grounded sharply to second. Backhanded by McGee. Flips to second for one on to first. No double play. Nishida reaches. It'll be a fielder's choice that gets him to first. And out at second is Sanchez on the 4-6 put out. So two outs and runner on first for Albertson to see in. Albertson to see in will bat. One for one. He has the only hit of the ballgame so far. As the wind just keeps hammering Atrium Health Ballpark tonight. It's been very blustery. Hope you brought a wind jacket. Windbreaker, whatever they call it. As this one's in the dirt, Godman blocks it. It's 1-0. Jacob Godman behind the dish for the righty Fuentes. Left to right in the outfield for Augusta. Boucher, Gonzalez, Grady, Sanchez, Figueroa, McGee, Verdung in the infield. As Asien lifts the 1-0 in the left field, hit well. Boucher will field. Almost had to reach over his head. That wind gave it a ride, but it is caught for the third out. F7 in the book for Asien. Three outs are had. That'll send us into the top of the fourth inning. Batista cooking so far. Through three innings, he's got six punch outs. We'll see if he can keep it up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. You're watching and listening to Kannapolis Cannonballers Baseball here at Atrium Health Ballpark.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, are you or your company looking to have a blast this spring and summer? Atrium Health Ballpark is the place to be. Join the Cannonballers season ticket holder family and never miss a moment of the action. Season ticket holders get access to the best seat locations and they get to enjoy a variety of exclusive member benefits. Visit kcballers.com or call 704-932-3267 for more information. Top of the fourth, Ballers and Green Jackets still scoreless in what's been a pitcher's duel. Aldrin Batista, Didier Fuentes throwing heavyweight punches at each other. As Tom called at home plate. Looks like only the home plate umpire and Dominic Romero offering an extra moment for Luis Pineda to get set. As Jace Grady, the batter, will step in and Batista will work from his windup. Here's the first pitch and it's just a bit inside, ball one. Grady, one of six punch-out victims so far tonight for Aldrin Batista. He is 0-1. Batista will wind 1-0. This one's past Grady and past Pineda and to the backstop. Count is now 2-0. Batista set on the bump. He'll wind and deliver the 2-0. A bit outside, 3-0, trying to dance around the strike zone to Jace Grady. Ballers have left just one runner on tonight, as have Augusta. Well, it's been, again, a pitcher's duel. 3-0. Inside a get-me-over fastball, 3-1. Three-one to Grady is on the inside corner, 3-2. Grady from Austin, Texas, a product of Dallas Baptist University in Texas, 11th round selection in 2023 by the Atlanta Braves. Batista's full count pitch popped up over my head and just missed my window. Come on, I want one up here. I want a souvenir. Give me a ball. Never has one been hit in this booth. I've literally been in this booth for all but 10 Kannapolis Cannonballer games in the team's history at this ballpark, and now have gotten one as Batista gets another strikeout there. Jace Grady takes a peek at strike three. 7 punchouts for Aldrin Batista. One down in the frame, and due up is Luis Sanchez. 7 strikeouts for Aldrin Batista through 3 1/3, mowing through the Green Jackets order like he's a groundskeeper at Augusta National. As this first pitch popped up, Sanchez in a shallow left, and back up, and it's actually the shortstop, Arcy Hernandez, who makes the grab for the out. P6, 2 outs, 2 up is Will Verdung. Sanchez normally plays short, very rarely does he play second. Arcy Hernandez at a short tonight for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Sanchez making his first appearance at second base of the season. First pitch to Verdung is in there, 0-1, as Aldrin Batista has his stuff working tonight. There is no question about it. Fastball, changeup, and a slider from the righty. 0-1 on the way. Inside to Verdung, a 1-1 count. Verdung struck out looking in the second inning, as Batista has recorded 10 outs and 7 of those being strikeouts. And therefore, strike two. 1-2 count. 11 outs, 7 strikeouts. Excuse me, we're through 2 outs in this top of the fourth. I don't do math very well. 1-2 pitch. Batista's pitch is given a ride into right, hooking, foul. Lands in the right field terrace, and a fan will grab a souvenir. Has to play a little hot potato out there. What are you doing, dude? I guess it hit off a table. He had to play hot potato, but he made the grab. 1-2 count, Batista glove at the chin. 1-2 pitch. Just a bit up and in, and Verdung will take 2-2. Batista's stuff tonight, for lack of a better term, electric. Fastball definitely showing some life. 2-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, but he's got a changeup. Fire me up, Aldrin Batista. 8 punchouts through 4 innings of work. He is looking sensational in this one. We'll take it to the bottom of the fourth. Ballers getting a lot of help from their starting arm, Aldrin Batista. That'll send us to the bottom half of the fourth. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Due up for Kannapolis, Connor, Arcy Hernandez, and Roni Hernandez. Caden Connor leads it off, 0-for-1 of the night with a strikeout against Didier Fuentes, who has two on his night. His strikeouts, that is, does the righty for the Green Jackets. Bottom of the fourth, Ballers and Green Jackets are scoreless in this matchup. First pitch from Fuentes to Connor is on the inside corner, 0-1. To the leadoff batter of the frame, Caden Connor. Arcy Hernandez, Ronnie Hernandez to follow as we're in the bottom of the fourth. Here in Kannapolis. First pitch was on the inside corner. Second pitch is outside. Count is 1-1. Augusta's pitching staff and Kannapolis' pitching staff pretty even so far. It's been a fun series to watch as this one's hacked and missed 1-2. Augusta's defense, of course, has struggled, but their pitching has been phenomenal. They're first in the Carolina League in ERA at 2.25 as a unit. Kannapolis third with a 2.66 ERA. As this one's delivered a bit low. Count is 2-2 as now the rain has arrived here in Kannapolis. And it is coming down a little bit. Didier Fuentes on the bump. He'll wind and fire the 2-2. Fouled off, straight back. Count even, still 2-2 on Caden Connor as the wind is starting to come down here, and it's not a light mist. There's some pretty thick drops. The wind is already making it difficult enough. As a 2-2. This one's lined sharply over, but it is caught, and that is now one out. An L6 for Caden Connor. One down, Arcy Hernandez will be the batter. And just as a reminder, the rain can come down as much as the players want or not want to keep playing. But it is in the sole discretion of the umpires. And our head groundskeeper, Tim Siegel, as this one is fouled back. Arcy Hernandez now with an 0-1 count. And the rain coming down here as this one's tapped on the 0-1 to third. Lance foul. Count and moves to 0-2. It is in the sole discretion of the umpires to make the call whether to keep playing or not. Or whether to go in a weather delay or not. They can take advice and take suggestions from Tim Siegel, our head groundskeeper. Jonathan Knoll, our assistant groundskeeper. The umpires have the final say. 0-2, swing and a miss. Gets another strikeout, does Didier Fuentes. How about three now for him tonight? Arcy Hernandez down on strikes, two outs. Ronnie Hernandez will be the batter. As this wind is just brutal tonight. My goodness. It's making everything fly. First pitch to Ronnie Hernandez, swing and a miss, 0-1. Rain coming down a little heavier here. Next pitch, and they're called strike. 0-2. This rain just keeps coming down. 0-2 from Fuentes. Outside, 1-2. 93 miles an hour. It's tough to pitch in these conditions as it just, it's difficult. It really is. 1-2. Grounded foul. Count is 1-2 on Aroni Hernandez. On deck is Luis Pineda. 1-2. This one's grounded to shore. Diving effort from Figueroa, but it gets through into center for a base knock. A two-out single. And Aroni Hernandez on base for the first time tonight. A two-out single. One on, two outs for Luis Pineda. Now time called, Winston Sawyer is going to come out, and it looks like they're going to make a pitching change, will the Green Jackets. So a pitching change and a new arm coming your way as the Ballers and the Green Jackets keep battling. Didier Fuentes will depart, and the new arm will enter for Augusta. We'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. One on, two outs. Pineda to bat. New arm on the way for Augusta.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Luis Pineda will bat, and it's the bottom of the fourth. Pitch is delivered, is in there for a called strike. New arm on the bump for the Augusta Green Jackets. Is the righty Will Silva. As this one's delivered, this one's grounded to short. Played by Figueroa. To second, he goes for the out. And just like that, a ground out. It's a fielder's choice. Luis Pineda is the third out of the inning. Well, that sends it to the top of the fifth. Aldrin Batista will return. He'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey fans, be sure you join us all week this week at Atrium Health Ballpark as the Kannapolis Cannonballers host the Augusta Green Jackets on opening week. They're the single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves as the Ballers and the Green Jackets will do battle here three more times after today. Be sure to grab your tickets for our first homestand of the season, kcballers.com or 704-932-3267. First pitch liner from Robert Gonzalez. It's one pitch, one out, and 0-3. One down now, and Laker Figueroa will stand in with one out and nobody on base. Laker Figueroa will bat as the rain coming down heavier now. Pitch delivered by the righty Batista in there, called strike. It is 0-1. Rain coming down. They're covering the bullpens are the grounds crew and some of the Augusta arms as this one's popped into shallow center. Sanchez called off by Arxie Hernandez, a P6. Two outs now had, and due up is Cam McGee, second baseman. Rain just getting heavier as it keeps going and going here. Aldrin Batista, 8 punch outs through 4 2/3. Set on the bump, he'll wind and deliver first pitch. And they're called strike, and it is 0-1 to Cam McGee. He's already struck out once in tonight's action. 0-1. Just a bit outside, and it's a 1-1 count. Gonna lower the screens here in the booth just so that we can still provide you the action but not get any of the equipment wet of any kind as this one's fouled off. Count is 1-2. Ballers and Green Jackets still scoreless. Aldrin Batista working on the bump. 1-2 on the way. Lifted down the line and left foul. Keep it at 1-2. Looks like a new arm on the mound in the bullpen for Kannapolis. Looks like Tommy Vail getting loose. 1-2 from Aldrin. Tap back to the mound. Batista will field his position. Sets and throws it over to first in time for the out. It's another 1-2-3 frame. Aldrin Batista, 5 shutout innings. He becomes the 5th cannonballer in our first 6 games to throw 5 shutout innings. How about the starting pitching for Kannapolis to start this 2024 season? We'll take a break and be right back. Ballers and Green Jackets still scoreless. You're watching and listening to Ballers Baseball on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the 5th we go here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis and Augusta still scoreless. It's been the Aldrin Batista show here. He's thrown a 5 shutout innings, has the righties looked superb on the bump, even through all kinds of weather conditions. It's raining here in Kannapolis, and it's not coming down exactly light or a mist of any kind. It's coming down pretty good. Mikey Kane will bat. Javier Mora, Wilbur Sanchez to follow in this bottom of the 5th. As Kane will stand in, one for him tonight in the form of at-bats. First pitch is up and inside, a 1-0 count. First at-bat for Mikey Kane earlier. He had a ground out back to the pitcher. 1-0 count, pitch on the way. Just a bit outside, but a call to strike as Will Silva is the new arm on the bump for the Augusta Green Jackets, taking over for Didier Fuentes. To his final line, not too bad at all. And his first action of the season, Kane grounds this one to third, through the wickets of the third baseman, Sanchez. Kane is safe at first. It's going to be called a E5 on the play. So an error called on the third baseman, and Mikey Kane is on with a E5. One on, and nobody out. Javier Mora will bat. So Will Silva New arm on the mound. 6-foot, 185-pound righty from Miami, Florida, product of Miami-Dade Community College. As this one is up and hits Mora, and it'll be a hit by pitch. So Mora is on. Two on for Kannapolis, and nobody out for Wilbur Sanchez. Wind continues to pepper the ballpark here. Nobody out, 2-1. And Wilbur Sanchez the batter. First pitch, Sanchez shows bunt, and it's foul. Count is 0-1. Ballers scoreless tonight, out hitting Augusta 2-2, a number. Can't say any more than that. 1 count, nobody out. Here's the pitch. Inside corner, called strike. 0-1 becomes 0-2. So we got a visitor up here in the press box. Looks like our former clubhouse manager, Chase Bumgarner, has made it to the Ballers game tonight. I know my fiance Lauren would be asking, did he bring his dogs? Pitch is a bit outside, 1-2. Chase has the two most amazing dogs. He's got Zuko, but then he's got Aang. A-A-N-G, Aang. He's a Shiba Inu, which is the exact dog breed that my fiance and I want to get. So not jealous at all. 1-2. This one's grounded through into right. It's weak, though, and able to field is McGee. Throw to first in time for the out. McGee got there. Didn't think he would, as it looked like it was harder hit than it actually was from Sanchez. So a 4-3 grounder. Runners move up, and two up is the top of the order, Riku Nishida. Top of the order, Riku Nishida. A ground out and a fielder's choice. Now time called, a visit from the catcher to the pitcher's mound. It's a meeting that could have been an email. One out, two on for the Ballers. And this bottom of the fifth in a scoreless ball game. Nishida's grounded out and gotten into a fielder's choice. Silva's pitch. This one's grounded deep in the hole. It's short. It's through in the left for a base knock. One run will score. Stopping at third is Mora. But Riku Nishida puts a run on the board. An RBI single. And Kannapolis breaks through for their first run of the night. 1-0 Ballers. And Albertson Asian is going to bat. Well, just before Riku Nishida took that swing, we had, again, our former clubhouse manager Chase Bumgarner join us here in the booth. He's got to stay here the whole game now. He can't leave. And if my fiance was here, she'd be asking, did he bring his dogs? Did not bring the dogs tonight. We send our best wishes, though. One out, Asian bats. First pitch is in there, called strike. 0-1 to his center fielder, Albertson Asian. 1-2 on his night. Wind is blasting out to left. And what's been a wild night at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-1, check swing. Did he go? No, says Perry Swartz. It is 1-1. A C and a single and a flyout. And it's tonight's action. Mora at third, and at first is Riku Nishida. 1-1. Head up and hits Asian in the side. It'll be another hit by pitch. And that'll load the bases as Nishida to second. Asian hit by the pitch. And he's in some discomfort, but he looks to be okay. He'll walk it off. Caden Connor. Oh, bad. One out and bases chuck full of Ballers. As now time called, pitching coach Elvin Nina going to come talk with the arm in Will Silva. Why don't we get here? Well, an error from the third baseman started off the inning. and allow Mikey Kane to reach. Then Mora hit by a pitch. Sanchez grounds out, moves the runners up. Nishida with a single, puts runners on the corners, and now Asien hit by the pitch, loads the bases with still just one out. The Ballers looking for some RBI. One out in this bottom of the fifth. And Caden Connor will bat 0 for 2. He's got one of the worst batting averages on the team, but he leads the team in RBI. Able to come through in big spots. Need to do it here again. As Connor in right field today, making just his second start in that position, normally at first base. First pitch from Silva, but outside. Now at 83 miles an hour, it is 1-0. Count with one out. Silva is 1-0. Grounded to second. Backhanded by McGee. Has trouble holding onto it. Everyone's going to be safe. Nishida has to dive back into third, but he's okay. Everyone moves up a base. Everyone's going to be safe. And we'll await the scoring decision, but it's another run across the board. Ballers lead now 2-0 as Mora crosses the plate. 2-0 Kannapolis. And third batter in the inning with bases loaded, it's Arxi Hernandez. It's a tough scoring decision. Got to call hit or error. As Arxi Hernandez will bat. Caden Connor at first now. First pitch is in there, called strike. Ball skipped from the bullpen. 0-1 count with one out. Wind keeps blowing out to left here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Silva is 0-1. This one's grounded to short. Played by Figueroa. Underhands the second for one on to first. And an inning-ending double play. It's a 6-4-3 double play. 2-3 for the outs. But the Ballers get a couple runs on the board. It's 2-0 after 5. To the sixth we go. We'll be right back. Aldrin Batista back to the bump. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Eight-nine-one, two up in the order. Top of the sixth, it's Aldrin Batista back on the bump. Pitch delivered a bit outside to Boucher. It is a 1-0 count. Boucher, Gottman, and Isaiah Drake do up. Again, it is in the top of the sixth. Batista's 1-0 line to second. Making the snag over there, though, is Sanchez for the out. And it's one out now on the L4, and Jacob Gottman will be the batter. Aldrin Batista having himself a night. 8 strikeouts. He is still shy of a couple of records Even from last year, the single longest and single biggest strikeout nine, as this one is in the inside corner, 0-1 to Godman. Back in 2022, Cole Semus threw 13 strikeouts. As this one's lined down the line and left, and it'll land a fair ball. That'll get down for the first hit of the night for Augusta. Fielding in left is Nishida. He'll throw in. It's a double for Godman. So Godman hits the first hit of the night for Augusta, a one-out double. So it's a no-no-no-mo, and now time called. Pat Leland's coming out, and that'll be the end of the night for Aldrin Batista, but it's not a slouch of a night at all. Batista, 5 1/3 innings in tonight's action, one hit, one walk, and 8 strikeouts for the righty. And it'll turn over to the bullpen. We'll be right back. Tommy Vail, the new arm. We'll give you all the details when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Well, the new arm on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, the southpaw, Tommy Vail, takes over in relief of Aldrin Batista. What a night for Mr. Batista, as this first pitch is into center for a base hit. Rounding third at home is Godman. Throw's going to come in. Play at the plate. Pineda will make the tag, and he's out. Nice throw from center. Albertson is seeing on a line. 8-2 put out at center of Godman. So two outs now. Isaiah Drake reaches on the single, but a nice play by the Ballers defense, and Isaiah Drake is the only runner on. It'll be Jace Grady. It's one on and two out. Nice play from Albertson Asian to muscle that ball in from center on a well-hit ball. So Jace Grady will bat, the switch hitter. Two outs in this top of the sixth. Ballers lead at 2-0 over these Green Jackets, out hitting them now 4-2. First pitch is just a bit low from Tommy Vail to Jace Grady. It is a 1-0 count. Tommy Vail, four-seam, curveball, changeup, slider for the 6-foot, 195-pound, 24-year-old. 1-0 popped up into shallow right, trailing towards foul ground. First baseman Kane after. Sanchez as well. The wind gives it a ride, but he makes the grab on a P4. for Jace Grady. And that'll get us through six innings of shutout baseball from the Wallers pitching staff. It is a P4 for the third out of this top of the sixth. Well, to the bottom half we go. Ronnie Hernandez, Luis Pineda, Mikey Kane do up, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Ronnie Hernandez, Luis Pineda, Mikey Kane do up. Bottom of the sixth inning, Ballers on top 2-0. Out hitting Augusta 4-2 in his innings game so far. Hernandez's first pitch grounder, weak tap at a second. McGee will backhand and have no throw. Infield single for Ronnie Hernandez, a multi-hit game. One on and nobody out for Kannapolis. Luis Pineda do up. Pineda is 0-4-2 today as Ronnie Hernandez reaches for the second time in A's matchup. There is an arm warming down the line in right for Kannapolis. Looks like it could be Manuel Veloz. The righty up and throwing. As there is a new arm for Augusta on the bump, Adam Shoemaker. His first pitch to Pineda is up and inside, a 1-0 count. Shoemaker, 6'6", not a short guy at all, 205-pound, 21-year-old from Cambridge, Ontario, Canada, product of St. Benedict High School, a 11th-round pick in 2021 by the Atlanta Braves, as this one swung and missed, 1-1. St. Benedict Catholic School in Cambridge, Ontario. So another Canadian on the roster for the Green Jackets. 1-1. Breaking ball is on the outside corner, 1-2. Shoemaker, a fastball slider changeup. This is his second game of the season. He is 1-0 on the year. Four shutout innings with six strikeouts and a walk in his only other appearance. Pineda taps this 1-2 to third. Going to be a tough play for Sanchez, throws over and makes the play. A 5-3 ground out, so one down. To second, though, goes Ronnie Hernandez. So one on, one out. Mikey Kane, the batter. Mikey Kane is 0-for-2. He has reached base once, though, today, reaching on an error. Shoemaker set on the bump. First pitch has been outside. A 1-0 count to Mikey Kane. Ballers still lead 2-0 here. Bottom of the sixth. We'll get you a look at the out-of-town scores in the top of the seventh and the rest of the Carolina League. A busy night. 1-0. Bit outside from Shoemaker. 2-0. to the first baseman, Mikey Kane, former Oregon State Beaver. Play alongside some pretty good talent. One of those guys being Travis Pizana, who is early in the projections for the first round of the MLB draft this year. Might go number one as a 2-0 fouled off his own foot. Mikey Kane will have a 2-1 count. A lot of talent coming up in this upcoming draft. Travis Pizana from Oregon State. Charlie Condon down in Georgia, the Bulldogs' first baseman, but he's playing third in a little outfield, too. A lot of talent coming up in this year's MLB draft. And even more exciting, the White Sox have the fifth pick. So potential to get some pretty good talent here in Kannapolis late in the year. 2-1. This one's fouled off. And count is 2-2. This is the kind of at-bat when you're just kind of grunting to yourself. You're just like, come on. You sound like a capybara, like those animals that are just roaming around. That's a sound that the capybara makes. You've seen them all over TikTok. Those are the sounds they make. They just grunt at you. Fiance and I actually went to go see them for my birthday last year. That was a surprise, and it was a lot of fun. And allegedly, Noah Schultz, our top pitching prospect last year, was pretty jealous. Shoemaker will set with a look at second, 2-2. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Godman. And count will run full on Mikey Kane. Noah Schultz in the news today, getting an MLB The Show card. So if you play MLB The Show on Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo Switch, you can get a Cannonballers Noah Schultz card. Available starting tomorrow. You better believe if I get any free time after a game, I'm going to be going for it. 3-2, swing and a miss. It's a strikeout. Mikey Kane goes chasing. Two outs now. Runner still at second. Javier Mora due up. First strikeout of the day for Adam Shoemaker. As final line for Will Silva. Inning and a third. Two runs, one earned on two hits. No walks and no strikeouts. After Didier Fuentes throws 3 2/3 shutout innings. First pitch to Mora, a bit upstairs from the tall lefty, 1-0. Shoemaker is tall at 6'6", and he uses a overhand delivery. We had a lefty last year, Noah Schultz, I was just talking about him, 6'9", and he threw sidearm. If you didn't get a chance to see him last year, he's pretty good as this one's swinging a miss at the plate, throwing a second and not even covering at the bag is the second baseman, McGee. So count now stays at 1-1. Shoemaker set, pitch delivered. Breaking ball a bit low and outside, 2-1. And Shoemaker trying to just get through the inning. Wind continuing to blow here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's got a little drier. Not as much rain going on, if any. 2-1 count. Pitch still on the way. Popped up, foul ground. It'll be a souvenir for a lucky fan. And count evens 2-2. Wilbur Sanchez, 9-hole batter awaiting on deck. Bottom of the sixth, Kannapolis on top 2-0. Aldrin Batista and the Ballers pitching staff setting a little history tonight. Five of the six starters in their first appearance throwing at least five shutout innings. That's kind of crazy. 2-2 from Shoemaker. Grounded towards short, played by Figueroa. Sets across, he goes. A little high throw, but snagged by Verdung for the out. 6-3 ground out. Three outs are had, and that'll send us into the back third of baseball. We'll be right back after a quick break of the Ballers. Baseball Network and Valley Live.
that I had, I looked at it, I was like, you can ask me.
Yeah.
It might be a good one.
To the seventh we go in Atrium Health Ballpark. Manuel Veloz takes over on the bump. First pitch a bit outside. A 1-0 count to Luis Sanchez. Again, Sanchez, Verdung, and Gonzalez as Manuel Veloz takes over. Is 1-0. This one is given a ride and a right. It's trailing. Diving effort from Connor, but he can't make the grab. And it'll roll all the way to the wall. Ahead of her second and turning for third now is Sanchez. Relay throw in from the outfield, but stopping and standing up at third will be Luis Sanchez. It is a triple to lead off the inning. And just like that, the Green Jackets threatening. Tying run will step to the plate. It's Will Verdung. So final line for Tommy Vail, two hits in two-thirds of an inning, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts, and Veloz takes over, third arm used tonight by the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Manuel Veloz actually made the Ballers opening day roster, made the trip as this first pitch is by Pineda, played the plate, did he get the tag in? No, he didn't, he's safe, and Veloz allows the first run of the game for the Augusta Green Jackets. Sliding in is Sanchez. We'll see what the call is on the play, but Sanchez scores on an errant pitch from Veloz. Righty 6'2", 185-pound, 23-year-old from San Carlos, Venezuela. Is Manuel Veloz. 1-0 is a bit low. Count is 2-0. Veloz made the Ballers opening day roster and made the trip and everything to Charleston and then had to leave abruptly and go to Charlotte to pitch for the Knights for a game. 2-0 popped up in foul ground. Kane can't find it in foul ground, but he makes the grab for the out. A P3 in a foul ground for the first out. Two up now is the center fielder, Robert Gonzalez. So in Veloz's only outing with the Charlotte Knights, two innings, three runs on six hits, three walks, three punchouts, and an outing he just kind of had to survive his way through. First pitch to Gonzalez is lifted into center. That'll drop for a base knock, another base hit. And for the Augusta Green Jackets, their third of the night. One on, one out as Gonzalez reaches. Figueroa will stand in. Fourth hit of the night for Augusta. As we're in the top of the seventh here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Veloz's pitch fouled off by Figueroa. It is an 0-1 count. Again, be sure to grab your tickets for the upcoming weekend of games. Tomorrow, Friday, it's going to be a fun one. Seth Keener against Garrett Bowman on the bump. And then Lucas Gordon gets the start Saturday for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Is now an arm getting up to throw in the pen. A one from Veloz, runner going. Foul off, straight back, 0-2. Looks like Christian Edwards getting up and loose down the line for the Ballers. Veloz already running into some trouble. and well, the lows in that one game with the Charlotte Knights. Just in an emergency scenario, as this sharp grounder in the deep in the hole is short. Played by Arxy. No throw, though, is no play to be had. Infield single. Lake Care Figueroa will reach on an infield single. And now Augusta even in the hits category with Kannapolis. Two on and just one out for Cam McGee. First pitch to McGee, giving a ride in the center. Albertson is seeing drifting to left center. Now the wind gives it a ride, and it might go over his head. No, it doesn't. He makes the grab. Throw comes in from the outfield. The Sean had to fight the wind, but he makes the grab for the out. McGee is an F8, two outs, and Pierre-Olivier Boucher will stand in with two on, two out. So Veloz actually got to face off against the Norfolk Tides in his outing against the Norfolk Tides for the Charlotte Knights. And he actually got to face off against some pretty good talent. As this one is in there called strike 0-1. He walked Jackson Holliday, who made his MLB debut yesterday. Then he got Heston Kerstad to ground into a double play. With a little buddy from our old, little help from our old buddy Colson Montgomery. 0-1 hacked and a miss. 0-2 to Pierre-Olivier Boucher. Oh, 2 count, 2 outs, pitch on the way. Foul off. And count will stay 0-2. So Veloz making his baller's debut on the season. He got to live the fancy life up at AAA for a little bit. And then was sent back down here to Kannapolis. 0-2. Tap to third, played by the third baseman Mora. He'll field across and throw to first for the out. 5-3, ground out. Pierre-Olivier Boucher is now 0-3. And that'll send us into the bottom of the seventh inning. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Sanchez, Nishida, Asian due up when we come back in Kannapolis. 9-1-2, due up in the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Wilbur Sanchez, Riku Nishida, Albertson, Asian, due up. Ballers on top 2-1, even in hits with 5 aside, as the Ballers looking for some more offense to supplement their bullpen, as Sanchez fouls this one off 0-1 to the Ballers second baseman. Sanchez a walk and a ground out in today's game, a 1. Grounded sharp with a short. Played by Figueroa. Sets and Crow hops. To first he goes with an errant throw. And it'll be a E6 on the throw. Second error of the night for Augusta. So the E6 for Figueroa on the throw. And Sanchez reaches safely. So one on, nobody out for Riku Nishida. So one error on Sanchez at third and one error on Figueroa. That's now 18 errors for Augusta through now 5 and change. As this one's up and inside, almost hits Riku. And he'll take a deep breath, a 1-0 count. Nishida, a ground out in the first, reaching on the fielder's choice in the third, then an RBI single in the fifth as he takes the 1-0 in there, called strike, 1-1. 1-1 count, bottom of the seventh. Pitch on the way. Sharp grounder to first. Backhand of Verdung. The second for one on to first. They won't beat Nishida. He's going to make it fielder's choice. And out at second is Sanchez. 4-6. One down. And a C and will bat. Albertson, Asian will bat as Nishida's at first. Ballers and Green Jackets battling in the bottom of the seventh. Check on the runner, not in time. And still a fresh count on Albertson, Asian. Christian Edwards, the arm getting loose down the line in a right. First pitch. In there, 0-1 on a breaking ball. Shoemaker, fastball slider, change to a slider on the first pitch. No arms warming for Augusta. It's Shoemaker's job to lose. 0-1. This one's given a ride left field to get hit well, backtracking Olivier Boucher, and it falls in triples alley. Nishida's on his horse, headed for third. He's going to be waved home by Pat Leland. No throw from the outfield, and Riku Nishida scores. Albertson is seeing with a RBI double, and the Ballers supplement their lead. It's now 3-1, bottom of the seventh, with one out. Caden Connor will bat as Nishida scores from first on an Albertson is seeing RBI double. Caden Connor will be the batter. As Connor, an RBI single in the fifth, he struck out and lined out as well. First pitch from Shoemaker. This one is lifted into right center, hit well. Running on his horse is Grady. It's over his head and into triples alley in the right center area. Asian will round and head home. Here comes Connor to third. Going to be a throw in from the outfield, not in time. And an RBI triple for Caden Connor. How about the offense now rolling for the Ballers? And scoring is Asian. And Kannapolis has taken a 4-1 lead in the bottom of the seventh. Arxie Hernandez, the batter, has another RBI base knock. This time it's Caden Connor with the RBI triple to drive in Asian. Ballers picking up 2 runs in the fifth and now 2 in the seventh. First pitch to Arxie is in there, called strike, 0-1 on a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. We'll get you a look at the out-of-town scores here as we didn't forget to do it last time. It was just kind of a busy inning. Bottom seven here in Kannapolis as the 0-1 up and away, 1-1. Top of the fifth in Fayetteville, the River Dogs the Charleston Riverdogs, leading the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 2-0. Bottom of the fourth in Delmarva, the Shorebirds trailing the Salem Red Sox 3-2. In the top of the fourth, Columbia and Myrtle Beach tied at 3 down at Seger Park in Columbia, as this one's a bit outside to Arxie, 2-1. Arxie 0-3 tonight, a ground out in the first, a struck out in the fourth, and then he grounded into a double play in the fifth. It's the sixth double play turned by the Green Jackets, 2-1. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Godman. It's now 3-1. So another double play drawn by the Green Jackets. They have now six. That's the third time this year Kannapolis has grounded into a double play. Back in that fifth inning. As Arxie swings the 3-1, fouls it off, gets a piece of it. Count full. Edwards still the arm getting loose. Down the line in right. Shoemaker on the bump has allowed two runs this half inning. 3-2. Wave and a miss. Got him the breaking ball, and Arxie Hernandez goes chasing. Two outs now, and a runner still at third. It's Ronnie Hernandez now due up. First pitch to Roney. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Roney Hernandez, the big swing of that one. Lefty-lefty matchup. Roney Hernandez trying to win. 0-1. This one's fouled off over my head. Count is 0-2. Roney Hernandez against lefties. Still searching for his first hit. A 1-for-3 yesterday. Just 1-for-7 in the series. And he had high-end talent in the Arizona Complex League last year. Batted 338 in 45 games. So 2 up and inside. And the count now moves to 1-2. Connor at third after an RBI triple. It's been a pretty fun inning for the Ballers. Back-to-back RBI extra base hits. 1-2. Just a bit outside. And the count now evens 2-2. Two count, two outs. Shoemaker's pitch. Check swing, pop up, foul ground. Who's got it? Catcher Godman after it. It hits off the siding of the dugout, and it lands in the Augusta dugout. Count will stay 2-2. Two count, two outs, bottom of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch, up and in, and Ronnie Hernandez will take count full. Extra good night for Kannapolis at the plate. Seven hits, four runs. Ronnie Hernandez has two of those seven hits, 2-for-3. 3-2. Tap back to the mound. Going to be a tough play for Shoemaker. He'll field and rush to throw to first, but it's in time for the out. A 1-3 put out of Ronnie Hernandez for the third out. Run does not count. 4-1. Ballers on top. Head of the eighth inning. New pitcher coming. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Jacob Godman will lead it off. 9-1-2 due up in the order for the Augusta Green Jackets as Christian Edwards takes over on the bump for this eighth inning. First pitch a bit low to Godman. It is 1-0 to the Green Jackets catcher. Christian Edwards takes over. New arm on the mound is the 6'3", 205-pound, 25-year-old former Jacksonville State Gamecock is Christian Edwards. 1-0 a bit upstairs, 2-0 is your count. Again, former Jacksonville State righty, acquired in the 11th round in 2021 by the White Sox. Fastball, slider, changeup, and a cutter for the righty, 2-0. Fastball is in there, called strike 2-1 for Godman. Christian Edwards, the man they call Ched, down in the dugout in the clubhouse. On the bump here as the fourth arm used by Kannapolis today. 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. Popped high and foul by Godman. 2-2 is your count. Little tip for you if you're ever watching minor league baseball and you're ever curious. If a guy throws out of the bullpen on one night, there's about a 99% chance he's not going to throw the next night. Unless he throws maybe a third of an inning, one of those scenarios where he enters in as this one's up and inside. Count will run full on a Godman. If he throws like five pitches, he could probably go the next night if they need. However, it's highly unlikely. So tonight, Kannapolis, after the use of Edwards, only has four available pitchers after this. 3-2 popped up in foul ground. Mikey Kane after makes the grab for the out. It's a P3 in foul ground. First out had Ballers. Five outs away from victory. Top of the order, Isaiah Drake due up. Isaiah Drake, DH tonight. Two strikeouts and a single in the sixth inning. That single in the sixth, he tried to drive in Godman with a nice throw from a CNN center. Nailed the runner on a play at the plate. Ched working from the stretch. First pitch. Fastball upstairs. It is 1-0. Edwards appeared in 17 games in 2022 for the Cannonballers. He went 0-1 with a 7.58 ERA. Not too hot, but ended up getting some of the work. 1-0 on the way. Just a bit outside. Edwards now has a 2-0 count against Isaiah Drake. On deck is Jace Grady, right fielder. Isaiah Drake this week hasn't been all that impactful as this one's fouled off. Count becomes 2-1. Yesterday, 0-4. And then in the series opener, Drake was in the leadoff spot and went 1-4. So 1-8 entering today, and he's 1-3 here. So 2-11 so far against the Kannapolis Cannonballers is Isaiah Drake. A little bit under 200. 2-1 count. Edwards sets on the bump. Glove at the belly button. 2-1. Swing a foul tip off the catcher, Pineda's mask. It is now a 2-2 count. Edwards looking in for the signs. He pitched two-thirds of an inning on Sunday. Got a strikeout in that outing. 2-2. Low and inside with a breaking ball. Count now runs full. Edwards trying to sneak a slider by, and it did not work. Kannapolis has been out-hit each of their last two games here in this series with Augusta. They've only out-hit their opponent once as this tapper on the full count pitch to first. Mikey Kane makes the play, a 3-U put out. Mikey Kane's been a busy man. He's been involved in the last three putouts for the Ballers defense. Four outs to go for victory. Jace Grady is the batter. Ballers have only out-hit their opponent once in this season so far. The offense has been a bit of a stumble out the gate, but pretty normal for the Carolina League, I would say. First night of action on opening night in Charleston last Friday, an hour and 56 minutes for a nine-inning game. And this one's low to Grady, 1-0. Canapolis did have 15 hits in Saturday's action. They just kept putting runners on. Ended up with a 6-4 victory over the River Dogs. 1-0 from Edwards. Upstairs. 2-0 count. Again, nobody warming in either bullpen, so Edwards can, for the moment, rest easy and focus on hitting his spots. 2-0. Just been outside. Edwards thought he had a strike. Instead, it's 3-0. Luis Sanchez, third baseman awaiting on deck. He had an RBI triple his last at-bat. 3-0 from Edwards to Grady. Get me over fastball in there, called strike, 3-1. It's a full count pitch to try to get something going. 3-1, deep breath from Edwards. Here it is. Outside, ball four. It's a two-out walk to Jace Grady. First time Grady's reached in this evening's action. That's two outs and a runner on now for Luis Sanchez. Now Luis Pineda will come chat with Edwards. Sanchez stepping to the plate. 5-3 ground out in the first, a pop out in the fourth. And then the RBI triple in the seventh is the only run driven in by the Ballers' opponent tonight in the Augusta Green Jackets. First pitch to Sanchez, swinging a foul tip off the catcher mask. It is 0-1. Looks like another arm up and loosing down the line for the Cannonballers. Can't quite make out who it is. Edwards is 0-1, runner going. Pitch swung on and foul tipped back off the protective netting, 0-2. Ballers looking for their third win in a row. Augusta trying to avoid losing their fourth in a row and falling to 2-4. Canapolis with a win tonight and a Charleston win would tie Fayetteville for first place in the division. 0-2. Low and outside. Check swing. Did he go? No, says Perry Swartz, our infield umpire. 1-2. Next week, the Ballers head to Myrtle Beach for a series against the Pelicans. And the Green Jackets will head home. 1-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Christian Edwards picks up a punch out, and that gets the Ballers through a clean eighth inning. No pad at the bottom of the eighth, and the ninth we go. We'll be right back. Ballers lead 4-1, looking for their third win in a row. We'll be right back. Bottom of the eighth, two up, Pineda, Kane, and Mora on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, fans, be sure you get your tickets for the Cannonballers' next homestand. After this week, they'll play again in 2 weeks, April 23rd through 28th, here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Your Cannonballers will host the Charleston Riverdogs, single-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. The Riverdogs have won 3 championships in a row. We want to defend our home turf. So come get your tickets and come and join us at Atrium Health Ballpark, kcballers.com, or call 704-932-3267 to get your tickets today. Luis Pineda, Mikey Kane, Javier Mora due up here in the bottom of the eighth. Ballers on top, 4-1 out, hitting Augusta 7-5. Augusta's had another multi-error game. A little less than the last two nights, but still multiple errors as Pineda lifts this one high and foul. It is 0-1. Augusta had 7 errors in the game on Tuesday. 4 yesterday, now 2 today. 13 errors through 2 games and change. That's quite a few as this one's fouled back. 0-2 on the catcher, Pineda. 0-3 tonight is Pineda. He did ground into a fielder's choice in the fourth. 0-2 count on a Pineda in his second year as a Baller. He was here last year until early June time frame. And then Pineda actually ended up getting hurt, had a knee injury. And missed a lot of time. 0-2, swing and a miss. Shoemaker picks up a punch out. That is another strikeout for the Green Jackets. And due up now, Mikey Kane, the first baseman. Third punch out of the night for Adam Shoemaker, the lefty from Cambridge, Ontario. Mikey Kane will bat. He was one of those strikeout victims in the sixth inning. First pitch is a bit out of the strike zone. A 1-0 count to Mikey Kane, first baseman. He reached on an error in the fifth inning, did Mikey, and ended up scoring a run. 1-0 fastball inside corner, even at 1-1. Javier Mora waiting on deck to face off against Adam Shoemaker. No arms in the pen for the Green Jackets. 1-1 breaking ball a bit outside, 2-1. As there is an arm loosening down the line for Kannapolis. Trying to make out who it is down there. Could be Garrett Wright. As 2-1 hacked and a miss. 2-2. Mikey Kane now has an even count. Looks like it is indeed Garrett Wright, who has 2 saves, 2-for-2 on the year. 2-2. Fastball upstairs, count runs full on Mikey Kane. Garrett Wright, 2-for-2. Full count, 1 out, bottom of the eighth. Ballers lead 4-1. Shoemaker's pitch, wave and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Another strikeout for Shoemaker. And Mikey Kane strikes out for the second time in his evening. That's 4 punch outs for Shoemaker. 2 outs, nobody on. Javier Mora will stand in. Mora pop out, hit by a pitch, and a 6-3 ground out. First pitch, tries to turn on it, but it's swung and missed, 0-1. I think he was just a little ahead of an 82-mile-an-hour breaking ball from the deceptive lefty, Shoemaker. From the line, 0-1. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Godman. And he'll immediately grab a new baseball. It's a little muddy out here from some of the earlier rain tonight. Grounds crew does a great job with this field. Tim Siegel, Jonathan Null, all of our grounds crew. As this one's inside, 2-1 to Mora. They put together a field that is not only attractive to the eyes, but durable. Gets through some of those April showers. 2-1 from the line. Pitch to Mora. Outside, 3-1. Nine-hole batter Wilbur Sanchez awaiting. As the Ballers lead 4-1. Trying to get a little more insurance before they turn it to the ninth inning. Hitters count, 3-1. Here's the pitch. Up and away, ball 4. It's a 2-out walk. Mora draws it and he will extend his on-base streak in a natural fashion. He was hit by a pitch, which technically does extend it, but it doesn't. It's one of those weird things. Anyways, he's on first base now with two outs for Wilbur Sanchez, the second baseman. Sanchez drew a walk in the third inning. In the seventh, reached on an error. First pitch spun in for a strike, 0-1. Again, should current results hold if we froze time right now and said, okay, on to the game tomorrow. Kannapolis with a win tonight and a Charleston victory against Fayetteville would mean a tie for first place. Charleston would beat Fayetteville. Fayetteville drops to 4-2. Kannapolis with a win tonight moves to 4-2. With our friendly rivals of the Woodpeckers. Just 2 hours east of us here in North Carolina. 1-1 to Sanchez is a bit outside. 2-1. As now time called and Godman's going to go talk with Adam Shoemaker. Fayetteville comes here in May, mid-May, in the second half of a back-to-back homestand for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Be a fun week of action. So not the week that ends in Mother's Day. The following week is when Fayetteville will be here. As mound visit adjourned, it's a meeting that could have been an email for Jacob Godman. Nonetheless, a 2-1 count. Mora at first with a decent lead. Shoemaker with a look at first, 2-1. Curveball outside corner, even at 2-2. Good pitch from the lefty. Top of the order, Riku Nishida waiting on deck. He had an RBI single earlier tonight, did Nishida. A dangerous bat. Mora dancing at first, 2-2. Popped up, foul ground. It'll land in the seats as a souvenir. Heads up down there. As the wind gave it a little bit of a ride, and a young fan caught it down there. Great work. Mora will retreat to first. He was going on the pitch. Shoemaker looks in for the sign. Sanchez bent to the knees, holds his hands up to his right ear. 2-2. Wing of it a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Three strikeouts in the inning for Shoemaker. That's five on his ninth. He does allow a walk, but he gets through it, and that'll send it in it to the top of the ninth inning. Three outs to go. Ballers looking for their third victory in a row. They'll turn things over to the closer, Garrett Ryan, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live, live from Atrium Health Ballpark, 4-1. Kannapolis on top.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Well, Garrett Wright's on, and he's going to try to make it 3-for-3 in saves to start off the season. 6'2", 220-pound, 22-year-old, a 20th-round pick in 2023 out of College Station, Texas. Former TCU Horned Frog is Garrett Wright, the mustachioed macho man out of the bullpen. Will try to make it another win for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He will work out of the stretch. First pitch to Will Verdung is a bit upstairs on a fastball, a 1-0 count. To Will Verdung, first baseman. Verdung, Gonzalez, and Lake Care Figueroa do up for the Augusta Green Jackets. Wright's 1-0. Fastball inside corner, 1-1 on a 93-mile-an-hour heater. Garrett Wright, he's made two appearances, and, well, no team has had anything in the form of success against him. As the 1-1 a bit low, 2-1. Two innings, three strikeouts. He last appeared on Tuesday night and got the save against these same Green Jackets. 2-1. Up and in, almost hits Will Verdung. It's now 3-1. Garrett Wright, second team All Big 12 honors in 2022. And his appearance last Saturday was his first ever professional outing. 3-1, waved and a missed. Full count now. As Garrett Wright already doing good work against this leadoff batter in the ninth inning. Augusta has one run on five hits. Kannapolis four runs on seven hits. Wright with a breath. Pitch delivered. Waving a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Will Verdung goes down on strikes. That's one. Two outs to go for victory. Robert Gonzalez will bat. As a team tonight, Kannapolis hadn't done too bad with striking guys out. That's nine punch-outs. But really all of that comes from Aldrin Batista. Eight punch-outs in 5 1/3 tonight. He was sensational as this one is grounded through into left for a base knock from Gonzalez. Nishida will field, breaking for second. Gonzalez throw comes in from left. Did he get the tag in? No. Close play at second. Nishida got a good throw in, but Gonzalez now has a multi-hit game. He has a one-out double. So a multi-hit game for the Green Jackets center fielder. One on, one out. Lake Care Figueroa will take the chance to bat. Figueroa, the shortstop, struck out in the second, popped out in the fifth, and singled in the seventh against Manuel Veloz. Right, a three-pitch mix, fastball, slider, curveball. As this one's in the dirt, blocked by Pineda, 1-0. Right trying to slam the door shut on these Green Jackets before they give him any more trouble. Figueroa playing short today, giving Diego Benitez a day off. 1-0. This one is popped foul down the line in right. Count evens 1-1. Got an exciting weekend of action coming here in Kannapolis. Postgame fireworks tomorrow and Saturday. Saturday's Irish Heritage Night, one of my favorite nights every year. Always so fun. And then Sunday, Bark in the Park, going to be pretty fun. As this one is fouled off into the sweet level and bounces down into the seating bowl. Heads up, but a nice grab. Count is 1-2. Even better than all the promotions and everything we got going on at the ballpark, the weather this weekend. Oh, it's going to be beautiful. Looking at mid-70s as a high on Saturday and about 80 degrees on Sunday, and it's going to be sunny. 1-2 fouled off, and count will stay put 1-2. Just kind of perfect mid-April weather for baseball. It'll get a little hotter in Kannapolis. Definitely, for sure, we'll have some nights where we'll be wanting to turn the heat down. We'll take all the mid-70s nights we can. 1-2 from right. This one's lifted into left center. Nishida ranging over will make the grab for the out. Tagging at second is Gonzalez, and he'll pull up and change his mind. A fly out into left is two outs now. Lake Care Figueroa is 1-for-4 to presumably end his night. Presumably, nothing set yet, as Cam McGee will bat. Two outs and a runner on second. McGee 0-for-3, a strikeout, a ground out, and a flyout. To complete the quote-unquote rainbow, you need to pop out here. First pitch. This one is grounded sharply to short. Arcee will field, and across he goes, and that's all she wrote. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Garrett Wright gets his third save, and it slams the door on the Green Jackets here in this ninth inning. Kannapolis out hits their opponent for just the second time this season, and it works to their favor. 4-1, your final score. Three games is a win streak, and Augusta falls now to 2-4. That's their fourth loss in a row for these Green Jackets. We'll take a quick break. Post-game show coming your way here in the ballpark. We're going to do the post-game show. We're not going to go down to the concourse or anything. I'll stay up here in the booth. Nothing fancy, but we'll have everything for you to enjoy. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ballers win it, baby. Ballers win. We'll be right back. Post-game show coming up in just a moment.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Trevor Wilt, thanks for sending it up here to the broadcast booth here, high top Atrium Health Ballpark. First time I've gotten to say that this year. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Not the first time I've said that this season, though. three in a row for the Ballers as they move to 4-2 now in the Carolina League South Division. If all results currently hold and Charleston holds on to beat Fayetteville, the Ballers will be tied for first place at the end of tonight. What a sweet feeling that is to be early on in this season going in a good pace and catching a little bit of good baseball. Augusta falls to 2-4. That's four losses in a row for the Green Jackets. It's also their third game in a row with multiple errors. They had seven in the game on Tuesday, four yesterday, and two tonight. They cleaned it up a little bit. Two errors, though, still on the board for the Green Jackets. Ballers out-hit their opponent for just the second time this season, but they get the victory 4-1 in a very nice fashion, and that is big thanks to Aldrin Batista. What a night for the righty. 5 1/3 shutout innings, one hit, one walk, and eight strikeouts. Catch this, folks. We've played six games this season. Of those six pitchers that have started in games this season for Kannapolis, five of them have gone at least five innings and shut out their opponent. That's five shutout innings for five of the six starters this season for the Ballers. The starting pitching has been electric from Kannapolis this season. It's been a great start for the Ballers on the bump. Aldrin Batista strikes out 8 5 1/3. The only other strikeout of the night comes in this ninth inning. Garrett Wright now 3 for 3 on the year in saves. He is three saves on the year. Leads away for the Ballers. Silva gets the loss for the Green Jackets. Will Silva, he is 0-1 now on the season. Pretty quiet night for the Ballers. Seven hits, but with all things considered, it was kind of a choppy night. We had some highs and had some lows as we didn't get going until the fifth inning. Riku Nishida, an RBI single, and then a RBI single from Caden Connor to make things a 2-0 ball game. And then Augusta got on the board. Manuel Veloz tosses the wild pitch. Luis Sanchez scores. Albertson Asian, RBI double, though, in that bottom of the seventh, followed by Caden Connor's RBI triple. Two extra base hits that drive in runs for the Ballers in that bottom of the seventh gives them all the extra cushion they need to take the 4-1 victory today over the Augusta Green Jackets. Pretty solid night, all things considered, and the Ballers have won three games in a row here in 2024. The good news? Well, Ballers will send their ace to the bump tomorrow for the fourth of six, and, well, they'll go for four games in a row with a victory against these Augusta Green Jackets. Seth Keener, former Wake Forest Demon Deacon, gets the start tomorrow. He will make the start, so if you're in the stands tonight, don't have tickets for tomorrow and you're a Wake Forest fan, might want to come back and check out your boy Seth Keener. He is 0-0 with a 0 ERA. He's one of those guys that threw five shutout innings in his debut with seven strikeouts on opening night down in Charleston. He'll be opposite the Augusta Green Jackets righty Garrett Bowman, the fourth rounder in 2023. Very highly touted 19-year-old righty for the Augusta Green Jackets. Again, Bull Weevils night tomorrow night. Be sure to grab your tickets. Post-game fireworks, kcballers.com at the box office as well. Or you can call tomorrow, 704-932-3267 to get your tickets. So that'll be a 7 o'clock first pitch tomorrow, and the Ballers will look for four wins in a row. Well, that'll about do it for us up in the broadcast booth. Dan Helody saying thanks for tuning in, and I will leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score tonight, Kannapolis 4 and Augusta 1. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. Drive home safely if you're on the road, and we will see you tomorrow, Friday night, 7 o'clock, first pitch. Have a great one, everyone.